Hey, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download that Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. Well, it has been a very big week in Major League Baseball, the trades, the blockbuster deals that have gone down. And it's very interesting to watch how all these trades, how they will eventually work themselves out. And for the Seattle Mariners, it seems like they've had limited options. Most believe that the Mariners were in a position to being committed to selling at the trade deadline. And it is time now to welcome in Michael Emmerich. He is a sports writer, author of his brand new book. It is the ultimate resource for true Mariner fans. It is titled 100 Things Mariner Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's Michael's first time on the show. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Of course, I have to remind our audience that Michael Emmerich is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And Michael, it is hard to believe the month of July. It is now over. It's been such a tough season for the Mariners. I always try to be objective on our show as possible. I mean, why are they reaping these results? Is this what you anticipated at the start of the season?
Certainly not. You know, we thought that the sort of dark decade was finally behind us. Of course, the dark decade has actually been closer to 15 years of misery. But, you know, last year they won 88 games, missed the playoffs by just one game. You know, we had a new manager, Robbie Cano, had pretty much lived up to our expectations during the off season. The Mariners signed Nelson Cruz. You know, that was the one sort of hole in the lineup. I mean, the Mariners have really lacked power for years. I mean, they have had trouble scoring runs. It seems like ever since Jay Buhner retired, or Brett Boone left, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's been so. We thought, oh my gosh, you know, Nelson Cruz, he is, you know, the man of our dreams. He has, you know, I mean, you know, he hits what 30, 40 homers last year. Anyways, and he has been fantastic this year. I think the problem has been, you know, some of the young pitching hasn't lived up to expectations. You know, they're just not ready. Paxton, Walker, the bullpen last year was absolutely airtight. Actually, the entire pitching last year was historically great. They were reprising, you know, a pitching staff from the '60s. They just were incredibly tough to score on. This year, the defense hasn't been quite as solid, and the back end of the rotation didn't live up to expectations. And once again, the offense has sort of circled down the deep abyss, and it's struggling pretty much on a daily basis to score runs. So that, in a nutshell, is, I think, the problem that is the 2015 Seattle Mariners.
What is the key to the turnaround?
I think the key to the turnaround is to see Tuan Walker continue his ascent. He's the number, I guess we want to call him maybe the number three or four starter. He's in his early 20s. Paxton is he's been on and off the DL. I think once he gets healthy, he will start pitching the way, you know, everyone had fantasized. And there was this little issue with Cano, apparently, which he revealed about a month ago. Apparently, he had been battling some kind of stomach, not really a virus. No one really knows. He's not real forthcoming about exactly what it was. But he had some stomach problems that had been bothering him for like the last 8 months. And, you know, he finally went public with it about a month ago. Ironically, ever since he sort of went public with that information, he's been hitting like the old Robbie Cano. I mean, his power is returned, and so he and Cruz are starting to add some stability to the offense. So, and you know, Kyle Seager at third base is one of the best, probably third basemen in the league that no one's ever heard of. But he is having another solid season. So I really believe by the end of the year we're going to see the Mariners playing a little bit better, and I think if they can add maybe a couple more bats for 2016, that we could maybe see them reprise their 2014 success. I tell everybody that, you know, baseball fans overall, they tend to be optimistic personalities, because, you know, you follow a sport where success is measured by being successful only 30% of the time. So I think I'm fairly optimistic going forward, but that's probably just my nature as a baseball fan.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Michael Emmerich, author, sports writer, has just released his new book from Triumph Books, 100 Things Mariner Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We are going to shine the spotlight on that here momentarily. But talking about just the positive production in terms of they're trying to stabilize this offense for the Mariners, slugger Nelson Cruz, I mean, he certainly has provided that. But, I mean, when you look at the stats, I mean, this is a lineup that's averaging under 4 runs per game. How key has been Edgar Martinez, the new hitting coach? He came on board in the month of June. Yeah. What kind of impact has he had?
I think it's been kind of negligible, frankly. I mean, I think back to when the Royals were struggling offensively a couple of years ago, and they hired George Brett, you know, Hall of Famer George Brett, and everyone thought we have finally, you know, found the key to turning around this offensive ineptitude, but. Alas, the offensive ineptitude continued, and finally drove Brett back to the front office. I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence that a hitting coach, even one as accomplished as Edgar, who, by the way, should, I think, be in the Hall of Fame, I don't think he's going to make much of a difference. I think the difference is going to have to come basically from within, and I think it's going to have to come from a reinvigorated Robinson Cano, and some production maybe from places that we're maybe not expecting. Perhaps from Logan Morrison at first base. Maybe the shortstop tandem will suddenly pick up the pace. But I think that's what's going to have to come from this year. That's for sure.
How risky of a move is that to have a midseason coaching change like that? And when we're talking about Edgar Martinez, the new heading coach, I mean, and did you even see this coming?
Did I see it coming? Oh, yeah. I mean, well, there had been, you know, clamor certainly among the fan base for some kind of change for a while. So that doesn't surprise me. I'm just not a big believer that in, you know, those kinds of changes at the margins, if you will, changing, you know, a hitting coach, changing a pitching coach, can make that but much of a difference on balance. Maybe he can get through to a guy, maybe there's one hitter in the entire lineup who he can get through to, who the previous coach could not. But for the most part, I just don't think it'll make that big of a difference. I just think, you know, the GM has to do, I guess, a better job. And the guys who are in the lineup currently have to sort of motivate themselves, if you will.
Well, what are your thoughts on the job, the trust, the leadership that in Lloyd McClendon and the job that he's doing as a manager?
I mean, I don't think that the results would be different if anyone else was in the driver's seat right now. Lloyd did a fantastic job last year. He took a team that hadn't had a winning season in 7 years and won. So I don't think you can put the blame on Lloyd McClendon at all. I just think it's the sort of vagaries of the game, right? You just don't know what's going to happen when you've got, you know, two fifths of your starting rotation is made up of guys who are younger than 22 years old. Mm-hmm. So you got to let the back end of the rotation made up of these guys with incredible talent but no experience. You just got to let them work through the growing pains. And I think that's what's happening right now. Now last year, you know, the Mariners in the back end of the rotation, they had Chris Young, who was fantastic for like 2/3 of the season. Then they let him go, which I thought was the right move. And of course, he's having a fantastic year in Kansas City, which, I mean, he's one of these guys. He's one of these guys who just, you know, he defies description. I mean, he barely throws 90. I don't want to start talking about the Royals here, but I mean, Young is he is just a freak to me. I mean, he lives off the upper end of the strike zone with a fastball that doesn't even exceed 90. I mean, and he's a right-handed pitcher. There aren't many guys like that. Anyway, so he provided back-end stability to the rotation, and then this year they didn't re-sign him, let him go, and they handed the keys over to a couple of very young pitchers who are incredibly talented, and they are working through their issues.
Michael Emmerich joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're up against the clock. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be rejoined with Michael Emmerich and highlight his new book, 100 Things Mariner Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.